welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am deeply grateful to be with you on this 13th day of July 2019. Very, very grateful. We're going to be looking at the word happy in this program. What does it mean to be happy? I get so many of these questions about the things that people do to try to make themselves happy, and we'll talk about it here in a moment. It would make great love and joy in the lives of hundreds of people if you would become a sponsor. There would be a great joy in them. Your sponsorship guarantees the fact that I can go to hospice and serve people there who are dying, who have very difficult endings, and most people do. Usually it's about the family, believe it or not. And it's very important work that I do there. And I hope that you will give consideration to being a sponsor. It not only pays for airtime here on Aspire, both the expenses of radio and TV, but also allowing public services that we do, helping the children with the BATMO. We're getting very close to the time that the BATMO will be arriving in the next month or so. We will be doing a lot of charitable things with kids. There are a lot of children who don't have clothes and food. They don't have the things they need, just the essentials, and we're going to try to help a little bit here and there. And also, we're going to be teaching them what it means to be kind, and we call them kindness crusaders. Kids aren't taught what kindness is by their parents in general. Doesn't even cross the mind of the parent to do. So we're going to do what we can to help children with that and maybe make it fun and a game that they enjoy and a lifetime of living in a sweetness that their parent just didn't see as important or even as essential, which to me, it is essential. So if you're interested in becoming a sponsor and helping us in all of our efforts, it would mean a great deal. Just go to the website at aspire.org, and there you will see support at the top of the page. Just click on that, and a drop menu will come down, and it will say, "Why support Aspire?" And you can read everything on that page. It will help you understand exactly where I'm coming from. And what your gift can do to make someone joyful. Now, we're going to talk about happy. I want to read the definition of the word happy: feeling or showing pleasure or contentment, having a sense of confidence or satisfaction with a person or an arrangement or whatever. Satisfied is probably the best synonym of it. But you see, all of this has to do with the idea of emotionality. So if your emotions are not correct, you can't be happy. And what makes my emotions correct or makes them in the guise of being happy? Well, there has to be appeasement. There has to be something I think I'm profiting from. There has to be some gratuitous thing that touches my limbs, my skin, my tongue, my sexual organs, whatever it is that tilts your fancy here. It's a sad thing that most people seek the illusion of happy. I want you to understand something, and maybe this will help before we get started here. Anything that touches your skin is not going to be there for long. It is impermanent. And to live our life around the biology of our body alone, just our biology, makes for a very shallow and distant life. And while most people, the millennials, the Gen Xers, the me generation, all believe in the kind of thing where you live according to your body's whims, we're in a very difficult situation by living in such a way. We bring about a great tragedy in our life. And in that tragedy, through living in the body, we create What the world you see now, which is everybody is trying to be happy at the cost of anybody else. We just don't see how we're all interconnected and what it means to have oneness with all. Anyway, I'm going to get into it. Here we go. The first one comes from Carol. Now, these are short little hits I've taken out of the emails, okay? And the emails were filled with what I want. Sometimes I feel like I'm Santa Claus and I put a listener or a viewer on my knee and I say, ho, 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 and they say this is what they want for Christmas, and this is what I get. Carol from Oxnard, California. I used to live in Santa Barbara, so I know that place well. I want to be happy. How? And then she goes on to explain her miserable life, and I'm not going to get into that because it just wouldn't help anyone. Everybody wants to be happy. So what the thing that gets me is, what does it take to be happy, and what do you how do you pay for it? And what I mean by that is not only in a monetary way, but how we pay for it both psychologically, how other people pay for it, how the world pays for it, what we do to be happy that reduces our ability to spiritually awaken or find the authentic joy of life. Now, joy is different than happy, and I want you to understand that through the vernacular of this. Joy is caused for no reason at all. It is just simply a state of being. It is something you simply are. You are either joy or you are trying to be happy. Joy comes from within. It comes from being gracious. It comes from being kind. It comes from being compassionate. It comes from seeing the authentic and how it works in us and the totality of that authentic within our lives. That's what joy is. It is a state of being, and it usually comes and it's 24/7, it goes on and on and on. It usually comes in the ability and the willingness to forgive and to give, which is something that most people have a deep, deep problem with. They just don't get it. Now, there's a lot of reasons why people don't know joy. Carol only wants to be happy. To be happy, you have to have certain things lined up in a certain way in your outer world. You have to have this going and that going, and this has got to be happening and not that. And when you start living for the happiness and the contentment of the physical body and the psychological premises of it, you start to become ruthless. You start to develop attitudes. It's like a callus. You start to build up a tremendous callus in you where the things that are deeply important, the things that are substantial, the things that are actually meaningful, we're so calloused about, we can't feel them anymore. You can't talk about love. You can't talk about consciousness. You can't get into the depths of consciousness. You get easily offended. A person who is only seeking happiness is seeking the monetary side of their emotionality, as I like to think of it, not the depth, the riches that live inside. In joy, there is a great exploration that happens, this bubbling of great, not enthusiasm, great spirit, great beauty starts to come up. This beauty is uncanny. It lives in us as a state of being, and it doesn't have its premise in anything other than love. Whereas happiness, well, you could be happy about vengeance. You could be prideful about vengeance. You could be prideful about self-righteousness, about self-preservation. You could be righteous about anything, and that would make you happy. Oh, I'm happy the villain in the movie got his, or I'm happy that I got mine It was only just and fair that I did. You know, we're litigious kind of society because we think happiness is found in money. So we want free, easy money. That would make you happy. You know, if there were two doors, one door that said riches for nothing, you didn't have to do anything, or the joy of life itself, which one would you choose? Well, you know what you'd choose, and I don't need to say it. You'd go with the door, basically, most people would, that just was about the riches than the stuff you can get and trying to make yourself happy with the stuff. But to do that, to live in that way, is to miss entirely the substance and the meaning of what it is to fall in love. Now, when I say fall, I don't mean fall to my ego or fall to my emotions. I should really say, if I were going to do this properly, and forgive me, now you know why I say please forgive me at the end of every program. It's really a rising up. It's an ascent, not a descent into my emotionality. So, Carol, you want to know how to be happy? Well, you know, it isn't about how. If you want to be happy, go out and just do everything you want to do and try really hard to get all the things you think will make you happy. You have to wear out to become new, as Lao Tzu said in the Tao Te Ching. And I have found in my many years of being a teacher, you can't teach joy, you can't teach love, you can't teach kindness. You can talk about all these things with people, but they don't get it. And they don't want it. They're checked out. You have to find out what you're convinced of first. And once you find out that you're convinced that happiness is something that is more important to you than inner joy, then you have to go out into life and, forgive me, but get your ass kicked around enough. And you have to go out into many, many lifetimes seeking this happiness until you realize it's futile. And it's actually foolish. Please forgive me. Namaste. Let's go to the next one. I want to be wealthy. That would make me happy. How do I become wealthy? This is from Jack, and he does not tell me where he lives. Wealth is a quality of consciousness. It is not the state of your bank account. Your bank account can be about many different things. I know a lot of people in my lifetime through the course of my career who were very, very wealthy, and they were not happy people. Their wealth made them very self-conscious. Brought about some kind of seriousness in them because they were always afraid of who would take away their wealth. I remember this one man in Santa Barbara many, many years ago. He said, you know, I've accumulated great wealth and worked hard for it in my lifetime. And now I thought I would be happy by that, you know, getting all the wealth and stuff. He said, but now the management of the wealth and the worry of someone taking it away from me or having something happen that could take it away outweighs what it was that I was working towards and how hard I worked. He said, he looked at me and he said, just never ends, does it, Greg? And I say, yes, it does end. It ends when you are no longer convinced that the state of your happiness lies in something you get or have. And I really think this takes a long, long time to sink into the average person. I really do. I don't think this comes easy. I don't think it comes naturally. I don't think people get it at all. You want to be wealthy and you think that will make you happy, Jack. Well, I know many people who have had their wealth and lost it very quickly. One of my students, he had it. He lost it. And he lost it because he wanted more. People always want more, 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 more. My idea of wealth comes more from the joy of giving than getting. I love receiving. It's a beautiful thing. But I love receiving for the sake that I get to give. For instance, your donations, they allow me to give. They allow me to help other people. It means very much to me that I have that responsibility and that I have that opportunity. So when you give a gift and I'm sitting in hospice with someone and I'm working with the family or whatever I'm doing in hospice, or even doing this radio program at 3 a.m. in the morning on a Sunday, I am in great, great joy. I am so grateful for the opportunity of sitting here. It has no premise in the idea of what I will get for what I will give. And as long as a person has this mentality, what will I get if I give? They will never find joy in their life. They will never find the joy of life within themselves. They just won't find it. It's too difficult for people to think in terms of just give because you can. I remember saying this to my congregation. Before we would go home, we would have an offering at the end of the discourse. And I always had, free questions they could ask me, anything they wanted, question and answer. But whatever they wanted to ask me, they could ask me. And one guy stood up and he said, I want to know why I should give to you. And I remember I stood there and I looked him right in the eye and I said, because you can. Everybody laughed. They thought I was joking. I wasn't joking. And when the congregation saw that there was not a smirk on my face, because when I tell a joke or I do something like that in public, there's always that, wise guy smirk on my face. There wasn't a smirk. No one got it. I tried to explain it over and over and over again. The whole idea that people have of giving is really sick. People think that when they give, they lose something. Something is taken out of their coffers. They lose something. And that is not the case. Something deeply important has been realized. And it builds within us the ability to decalify ourselves, as it were. We are not as callous as we once were. We start to be open to beautiful things that live within. You don't realize how many beautiful things are within you. You have no idea the treasure that lives within you, within your heart, within your being. You have no idea how absolutely magnificent you really are. You just don't get it. And the reason you don't get it is because you want more than what is being given to you. You want more than what you have. There is this sense of loss and gain in our life. And when you are interested only in the gain and or only interested in not losing, as my rich friend in Santa Barbara was, you miss the entire operation of life. You miss the entire goodness of life. There is a certain loving goodness in this lifetime. And so few people understand it, so few people are willing of it. They miss exactly what it is to know the love of their life and the meaning of that love in this lifetime. They just miss it. People don't believe that love conquers all, that love means everything. And it isn't human love that I speak of here. It is that beautiful divine love that lives in your heart. But very few people get it. Very few people understand it to seek the higher way, the way of love, the way of the consciousness, rather than the way of convenience and seeking convenience. I asked a couple of students early on in their practice with me, what it was that they really wanted in this world. And they said they wanted convenience and they wanted a security. That's all they want. I tracked these students over the years. They haven't done very well. They don't do very much. And the one is just totally basically left his practice. Of course, he's mentally got an issue. I think senility is the word for it. But they never matured. And yet, if you ask the people who they were and what they assumed their practice would give them. Many of them said to me, well, probably nothing, but that's not why I do the practice. And I would ask them, why? Why would you do it? And guess what they said, all on their own, without me coaching them, without ever hearing me talk about it, they said, well, it's because I can. And that's the true joy of life, to be able to do a great deal of kindness, of compassion, just because you can, for no other reason than that. Jack, thank you for your question. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. This comes from Jesse. He does not tell me where he lives. I want my wife to love me. That would make me happy. How do I do this, Jesse? One of the things, Jesse, I always tell married couples, and, you know, it doesn't really matter where they are in their life. They can understand this question. When I give it to them, it usually provokes a lot of misery in each of them, because they see, for truth's sake, that they have no sense of willingness at all. I ask the couple to consider, what is it that I put you through in order to love me? Just that question and that question alone. And you could ask this of yourself with friendships. What do I put you through in order to be my friend? What do I put you through in order to be with me, even, you know, on a casual day? What do I put you through? They just don't get it. And most couples just put their heads down. They know what they put them, their mate through or their friends through. They know. They have certain expectations and they're supposed to jump through the hoops and all of that. You're not going to be happy, and your wife is not going to be happy until that question is realized and answered for you in the way in which it needs to be answered, in the way of the heart. The domain that most people live in is selfishness, pride, and vanity. That's just the domain they live in. And what about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? It's all it's about is what about me? What about me? And because we live in that kind of ugly experience inside of ourselves, just wanting things for ourselves, we miss exactly what the meaning of our life is and the significance of everything we do with another person. And what I do with a stranger, how I treat that stranger, is no different than how I would treat my best friend, or if I were married, my mate. Everyone is the same. Every person counts. This is why the BATMO thing is so important to me, that we teach children to be kindness crusaders, to be kind at all times, with all people, in all ways. But do people miss? They don't want to be kind. They want to be righteous. And if your ideal is, Jesse, to be righteous, to be right, and show her how wrong she is, or whatever. I don't know what it is between the two of you. I'm only guessing here based on my experience with other people that I've had in counseling. Then you're going to find you miss, and you're not going to find her to be very receptive. If you want to be loved, you have to give the love you want to have for yourself to her. And maybe you should look at that and ask yourself, am I getting that love back now? Because my love is so shallow. My love is mean-spirited. My love is blah, blah, blah. Take a look. What do you put her through in order for her to be with you, in order for her to love you? Whatever that is, you need to examine it with all of your heart, your soul, your strength. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, there you are. I thought this was pretty interesting. I want, I want, I want. Everybody wants. I have to go, but I don't want to. Please forgive me for today, and I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Namaste.